item is Mary E. Boyce Lot and 50-foot easement on Road 482.
Again, I don't have the smaller tax maps. I have the surveys for Mary Boyce. This is a request to create a 1-acre lot with access from a 50-foot easement. The owner proposes to create an easement over a dirt lane. The aerial photograph shows the dirt lane. The request can be approved if submitted or be required to go through the major subdivision process.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve lot and 50-foot easement on Road 482 for Mary E. Boyce.
Second.
Moving seconded to approve one lot and 50-foot easement on Road 482 for Mary E. Boyce. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Carried. Our next item is Larry Hopkins, one lot and 50-foot right-of-way on Road 575.
It's a request to create a 1-acre lot with access from a 50-foot right-of-way. The owner proposes to create a right-of-way over an existing travelway. The aerial photograph shows the travelway. The request can be approved as submitted or be required to go through a major subdivision process. I do pass down copies of the tax map superimposed with this parcel. That would be right at the edge of the left side of the sheet.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve lot and 50-foot right-of-way on Road 575 for Larry Hopkins.
Second.
It's moved and seconded to approve one lot and 50-foot right-of-way on Road 575 for Larry Hopkins. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next item is Arnold L. and Evelyn M. Smith, one lot and on 50-foot easement on Road 46.
It's a request to create a 1-acre lot with access from an existing 50-foot easement. The owner proposes to extend an existing 50-foot easement to serve as access to the lot. It will be the second lot with access from the 50-foot easement. The request can be approved as submitted or be required to go through the major subdivision process. I believe this is the one we looked at a few weeks ago and had to verify the location of the easement.
Okay.
There is a access there.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve lot and 50-foot easement on Road 46 for Arnold L. and Evelyn M. Smith.
Should I make an addition to that? Any further subdivision required?
Any further subdivision would require an application for a major subdivision.
Second.
It's moved and seconded to approve one lot on 50-foot easement on Road 46 for Arnold L. and Evelyn M. Smith with the stipulation that any further subdivision will require a major subdivision application. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. Our next item is subdivision 2005-53, Polly and Mark Yoder Jr., clarification on condition of approval.
We should recess.
I'm just going to defer action on this.
That's gentlemen, we have before us, and I'm just passing down a copy of information, sure. A photograph, aerial, and a little tax map insert. From Mr. Jefferson, this application received preliminary approval on August 16th of 2006 and 1-year time extensions on October 17th of 2007 and August 20th of 2008. Condition of approval number 2 states recreation area with a minimum of 1.5 acres shall be established in the project. This will be in addition to the open space and stormwater pond area shown on the preliminary site plan. On the preliminary site plan, there was open space area located on the east side of the site and an open space and stormwater pond area on the west side. On the final site plan, there is a recreational common area containing 3.18 acres. This is the same area on the east side as the preliminary plan. Final site plan has a stormwater pond area on the west side, same as the preliminary plan, containing 3.076 acres. This area is for stormwater only and not referenced open recreational space. Staff feel that the intent of this condition of approval is for a total of 7.756 acres of open space and recreational area. This includes the additional 1.5 acres required by the condition and attached are copies of the preliminary plan and the final plan. The engineer feels that the final site plan meets the intention of the conditions of approval. And that would be the last four pages of attached to Shane's notes. First two being the preliminary and the second two being the final. November 25th of 2008, Shane wrote a letter to Mr. Jefferson referencing his review of the final site plan check and the check print, and provided a copy in red. And the very first question raised was condition of approval number two, which I previously read. The check print showed approximately the same design as the preliminary plan, with the exception of a connector road being provided in the open space area. An additional 1.5 acres of open space is required, and this may result in the loss of some lots. And then he had additional comments, but we're only addressing, I believe, number that one condition, number two.
No, I'd like to all
hold on for a second. Yeah. Come on up.
You have to give your name.
Been very patient and good-natured, Mr. Jefferson, but you still have to tell the tape who you are.
My crowd has left me.
That's right. You've got no audience but us.
Yeah. Byron Jefferson, Lincoln, Delaware, engineer for the owner.
Okay. Go ahead, sir.
Those little pictures I passed around were for a different – I wanted to also bring up condition eight. Had to do with a forested buffer. But anyway, first off, on the condition two, the difference of opinion – between myself and the recommendation, the interpretation by the agency was that I should have, in addition to all the open space that I showed on the preliminary plan, I should have an additional 1.5 acres. You know, and the way I read the conditions of approval, it states this will be in addition to the, quote, I'm putting the quote marks in there, open space and stormwater pond area, which is the exact same wording that I had labeled this stormwater pond area. I called it, on the preliminary plan, I had called it open space and stormwater pond area, quote unquote, the exact same words as in condition two. And I thought that what we're asking for was, because on the preliminary plan, I showed these areas of open space that I've got marked here in pink or whatever, but I never gave areas to them. I never said, this is so many acres, this is so many acres. So what I thought was being asked by the commission was, okay, don't count this stormwater area, but give us at least 1.5 acres of recreational area in addition to that. I mean, it's the way I was interpreting it. And we have, I mean, we have 3-some acres over here. So anyway, that was that item. And did you want to stay with that one or go on to the buffer?
Yeah,
we're
staying on that one because the advertisement was.
The original letter on August 21st of 2006, which I think I quoted already, but recreation area with a minimum of 1.5 acres shall be established in the project. This will be in addition to the open space and stormwater pond area shown on the preliminary site plan. Yeah, I think the other question came about when you created the stub road, probably to satisfy DelDOT and the commission. You took away from an area that you can't really, I don't know if you can count it open space or not, because it's actually under utility.
Well, as I say, the question, if you interpret it the way the agency is interpreting it now, yes, we need to add 1.5 acres more than what we showed on the preliminary plan. We'd have to make some lots smaller or get rid of whatever. But again, I just say that this area that we were using for stormwater is the exact same terminology as what it says here. This is in addition to the open space and stormwater pond area.
Well, it's saying that the recreational with a minimum area of 1.5 acres shall be established in the project, and then in addition to the open space and stormwater pond area already shown.
Well, so the question is, are you referring on item two, or are you referring, this will be in addition to, let me change the wording a little bit to help support my way and change it a little bit to better support the other term. I mean, to support the way I'm saying it, it would say you'd add quote marks before open space and stormwater pond area. This will be in addition to the open space and stormwater pond area shown on the preliminary plan. This will be in addition to this area. To interpret it the way that I'm hearing it now, this should read, this will be in addition to the open spaces shown on the preliminary plan. In other words, in addition to all the open spaces. So anyway, it's whichever you want. I mean, did you want us to show an acre and a half more than we showed totally on the plan? Or did you want us to provide at least an acre and a half and don't include the stormwater pond in that acre and a half? So it's just, I mean, it's a matter of how.
They were asking for an additional 1.5 acres over and above the stormwater and open area label you may have had, because your final plan shows that it's all stormwater on your final drawing.
Well,
not much open area around it.
No, I mean, we had labeled this blue area, what I was showing as blue area, we had labeled it on the initial plan open space and stormwater pond area. I mean, that's what we called it on the original preliminary plan, open space and stormwater pond area.
Well, I'm not questioning that.
Yeah, and we're saying in here, I mean, we say a minimum of 1.5 acres established on a project. We have a minimum of 1.5 acres recreational area, and this is in addition to this open space and stormwater pond area shown in the plan. So,
Jefferson, can I see that plan?
That's what I'm saying. No, that's
the point. If you interpret the way that she needs another acre and a half, both sides of the space, and it's got a little bit, I think, with this.
The commission, and I don't remember the public hearing directly, did the commission and you or Mr. Yoder talk about the open space label that you put under a public utility easement?
I don't remember that being an objection.
That's why I would ask the question.
Yeah, I don't remember. I mean, we certainly were using that as a convenient place to put open space. But
good build on.
We hadn't. I don't remember that as being brought up.
Is this what you submitted?
No, that has to do with the next item, with this item. This condition of approval 8.
This is not relevant to the discussion.
Can condition 80 be discussed? It wasn't advertised, but was condition 2. It was just a condition.
Clarification of condition of approval. Yeah. I mean, it's not specific. I don't think it's advertised which condition we're talking about, is it?
Let me see what it says.
I mean, Shane's notes talk about.
The problem is if somebody came.
I mean, I'm fine. I just don't want somebody to come back later on and say we shouldn't have done it.
The discussion only referenced clarification on condition of approval, and it makes reference specifically to number 2 in the comment. It doesn't make any reference to number 8.
That's right. I had not brought up about number 8 in here. I just thought, while I was here, why not ask on number 8?
Yeah, I don't think you can do it that way. Can't do number 8. Sorry.
Be on the safe side.
It's got to be on. Yeah, no, they had that time to look at it. Shane, it hasn't gone through the right process. If you'd have talked about it with him when you talked about number 2, probably would have been okay, no matter how it was worded. But since it's something that you're just bringing along with you, we're really. I appreciate the predicament you're in, but we'll get it back on as fast as we can.
So this is not to be considered. This
no.
Mm-hmm. Okay. The reason I raised the issue is because they both have similar colors, but they're not exactly the same. I didn't get confused.
No, it's just unfortunately,
so
we
just have the one map.
Set that aside for now.
Is there any chance of looking at the other? If you turn me down, that I don't have to, you know, I don't have to worry about it. If you say, well, maybe, then I could proceed with it. I mean, you know, the other is, well, anyway.
I can't imagine that the demand for these lots is such that you got to know today, is it? I mean,
no.
I was going to say.
You're right.
Unfortunately, we're going to need to have you come back, I think, for condition 8.
Is the utility easement, is that something that we've in the past considered open space?
Well,
it depends on how you look at it, you know? I mean, it's, I think it's not, it's like wetlands, it counts, you know, towards your density. Yeah.
Towards your density, but as, or towards your open space?
I think the real, the question.
Well, it's a lot line you can't encroach into that easement, right, which they haven't. And,
depends on how you're looking.
I don't know if we've ever looked at it.
I think.
We could look at a couple plans, but we have some.
Yes, that's a, it's off.
Overheads and overhead.
I mean, there's been situations where there's been like what we call, what, passive open, you know, like paths that go through, you know, but not, I don't recall it, any active amenities ever being in it, because you couldn't do anything because the utility is going to
burn. You can't do anything with it. The real question is it passive open space or is it just a utility area that can't be counted? That really isn't the question that we're asking right now, though, right?
Right.
What is the question?
I think Mr. Jefferson's done a good job of laying out what the question is.
What question?
He did such a good job that I forgot.
I think it's as simple as this. Do you need to add another 1.5 acres of open space for
the question is, what did you mean? What did the motion, what did the condition mean? Did it mean that we wanted another 1.5 acres in addition to everything that was being shown, or we wanted 1.5 acres in addition to the area that was labeled stormwater and open space? There's an area on the drawing labeled stormwater and open space, and then there's additional open space over on the other side. And the question is, did you mean just the one area or all of it? Which, what did we mean, really?
That label under the easement was also labeled as open space.
There you
go.
So it
was referenced in an
in the original.
1.5 acres.
Yeah, I wasn't on the commission.
Oh, heck.
What year was that?
All right, that would explain why I was sitting here thinking, well, why didn't IG just tell us what he meant? Okay.
I don't think
you.
I was here.
It wasn't you. Well, that answers that question. Okay, guys.
2005?
What did we mean?
Huh?
That was approved in August 21st in 06.
August of 06.
It was 06.
I think you were here.
I was here.
Well, what did you mean?
Well, I don't think I've ever said, why don't you give me another 1.5 acres and call it a day? I've never said that.
Well, I guess the question would, you know, again, boils down to what do you mean now?
I mean, is there a recreational area somewhere?
Where's the 1.5 acres of recreation area?
It's not.
There's no recreational area. So where would the,
okay, sorry, I
where
see
would the number 1.5 acres have come from?
What was the prior utility easement open space shown on the plan? They just is, like designated that, that a section.
That
of
is
it.
1.5 acres.
Well, it's 1 acre and well, it's
not bigger now.
It's bigger. It's
okay.
This is bigger.
I'm saying a recreational area. Period.
If, I believe that Mr. Abbott's understanding was that we were supposed to have 1.5 acres, and that what, and I believe his view is that what took place was an area was simply relabeled, okay, open space, that there was, we didn't get any additional open space, we just got a relabeling of the drawing, okay, and that's the question that's in front of us, and I think Mr. Jefferson's interpretation is pretty artful, but I'm beginning to think it's maybe not what we meant, though. But it's just me.
How much acreage is in that blue? Is it your thought that it's going to take up?
It will. It does take that whole area.
It'll
the
take
pond
out.
Takes a whole,
whole area.
That whole area. On the recreational part, I mean, if the commission intends recreational area to mean you can build play sets and whatever in there, then I agree the area under the utility does not meet that. If it's an area where people can go play ball, play football, and run into telephone poles, you know, then it is. I mean, you know, if it's an area where they can play
football,
I think
it means, you know, and you know, this is, at some point, you know, engineering and common sense have to converge, and, you know, to suggest that you could really do anything in that utility area is not something I think anybody in this room would support, including you, because of what you just said. You can't play ball because you're going to run into the poles. Okay, it wouldn't be a good idea to fly a kite out there. Okay, so I mean, what are you going to be able to do?
Did the acre and a half come from a percentage of something that?
We'd have to go back and listen to the tape and check the whole record.
Would we be better off to defer and do some research rather than try to guess? Because it could just as likely support you as go against you, frankly. If we need to go back and look at what's in the record.
And if I may make a suggestion, I think Benny was maybe headed this way, is that way put it on for the next time and you
and
get
both
of them.
Put conditions 2 and 8, and we'll do them both at the same time. Because you got to come back for number 8 anyway. So, and we'll ask our director to get it on as soon as we can. That'd be all right.
That's fine.
Okay. Sorry for all the confusion, but it's a confusion time. To be a reason.
I was here to ask what you meant, so I was prepared for whatever you say you meant.
Well, you know what? We have to go figure out what we meant.
We're not prepared.
We don't want to tell you the wrong answer.
Okay. You can give them my next one.
It can be put on the agenda schedule. It hadn't been scheduled yet.
When you get a chance.
You're
drawing it.
I do need a motion to defer.
Mr. Chairman, my recommendation for subdivision 2005, that's 53 Polly and Mark Yoder Jr., is for deferral this time.
Second.
Moved and seconded to defer action on subdivision 2005-53, Polly and Mark Yoder Jr. Clarification of condition of approval. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. Okay, gentlemen, that completes the business on our agenda for today. Does anyone else have anything for the good of the order?
Merry Christmas. Happy New Year.
Mr. Lang. Well, I got to come back tomorrow night.
We got to meet again tomorrow night. That's right.
We got to come back tomorrow night. So
for those in the audience that are,
just a reminder that we had 5 public hearings originally scheduled for tomorrow night, and one of them was removed from the agenda and postponed for sometime first year once they bring us the additional information. Okay. So that would have been
Phillips Hill.
Phillips Hill Farms or whatever it's called.
Right.
So that we only have 4.
4.
And they're good. One of size, and the other 3 are small.
Okay.
Question, Mr. Chairman?
Yes, sir.
Given that we're going to have some new council members, do you know if there's plans for a joint meeting with the Planning and Zoning Commission and the County Council so we have a meeting of the minds instead of a butting of the minds?
I can answer that. Okay.
It's already been discussed with Dave and reminded of the new councilmen, and there's, I think, at least one of them is supportive of doing that to get to know you, because some of them. Most everybody knows all 3 of the members.
Would be my guess that there would be some kind of meeting.
And it's normal that we try to do that, especially for new members, either commission or council. So right. I've already talked to Dave and a couple of those new members to do that. So it should take place pretty readily once they become councilman on January 6th. So that's in the works.
Our January meetings, I believe, are Thursday the 8th and Thursday the 22nd.
Right.
I would like to not be available after the 22nd of January if we can discuss either tonight or tomorrow or a special meeting for January.
Let's do it on the 14th.
I can go pull the book. It won't take me about a second.
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, set it up right
14th
now.
Is 14th a Wednesday. Is a
tape's on.
We can do it whenever.
Tape's still on.
Okay.
Watch what you say.
While he's doing that, I'm going to have information tomorrow for the commissioners on the Ashburn case.
Okay.
Copies of that. I think they've been circulating, but I wanted to do it with a memo just to explain what it means.
Good. I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah.
Is that the recent Kent County case?
Yeah, the one that went to the Supreme Court.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. There's another one that I saw in the paper last week. Was that just, it wasn't the same one?
Yeah.
It was the same one.
Yeah, the Supreme Court's decision was dated, I want to say, December 5th.
Okay.
Basically, it takes those Eastlake decisions and, you know, a couple others like it on subdivisions, and it took them to the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court came down with some pretty decisive ruling. There was a dissenting opinion by one of the justices, but
was that where the farmers got together and
That's another one. That's,
no, that's another one.
That's floating around.
No, I'm coming.
Okay. This one was the one where it was in Kent County. There wasn't any dispute that it met all the technical requirements of the subdivision ordinance. There was a lot of plus comments against it, and in opposition at the public hearing, it was denied. And the Supreme Court basically said that if it meets the technical requirements of the subdivision code, it must be approved. You can condition it. You know, you can table it to get more information, but you can't deny it. So that's a nutshell, but I'll give you more detail on it in writing so that you know.
Yes, sir.
As Rodney said, we meet on the 8th and the 22nd. Right now, the 14th and 15th would be the available meetings, according to Robin's book. It would be the week before and in between.
14th is the Wednesday. We've been typically doing Wednesdays. Is that fair? Good enough?
14th will be Wednesday.
Right.
Works for me.
IG.
At 3 o'clock?
Yep. Yep, sounds good. Anything else for the good of the order?
Not. It's reserved.
We stand adjourned. Peace and harmony prevail.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Are we on for the, we're on that 14th.